Psalm 65, Preface. The true Christian orders and societies are not those invented by men, such as the orders of monks and nuns, the lodges of secretists, and the like, and to enter these is not a service of God. The true Christian orders and estates are those instituted of God, the ecclesiastical, the civil, and the domestic. To the ecclesiastical order all those belong who are in Christ Jesus. They are the true, invisible church, the communion of saints. To them are given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, the administration of the word and the sacraments, by which the Holy Ghost delivers men from the power of darkness and translates them into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, in whom they have the forgiveness of sin and are made heirs of eternal life. The civil authority does not extend over conscience and religion. It has not the duty to provide for the eternal salvation of the soul. It deals only with the earthly morality and temporal goods for the protection of the good and the punishment of the wicked. The domestic is the estate of wedlock, in which husband and wife are to dwell together in love and unity, to govern their household, and to rear a family of children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. These are the three orders, or estates, instituted of God, and bless the land where they are conducted right, where the gospel is preached in its purity, where the government seeks righteousness and peace, and where husband and wife dwell together as one soul. For these blessings we are reminded to pray in the 65th Psalm. Thanksgiving for spiritual and temporal blessings. To the chief musician, a psalm and song of David. Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hears prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me, as for our transgressions. Thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength sets fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stills the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waters it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn, when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly, thou settlest the furrows thereof, thou makest it soft with showers, thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks, the valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy, they also sing. Summary. This is a song of thanksgiving for God's spiritual and temporal gifts. For his spiritual blessings, in that he hears prayer, provides the forgiveness of sin, and grants the preaching of his word in his holy temple. For God's temporal gifts, in granting good government, whereby wars and tumults are stilled, and the husbandman can cultivate the soil with safety and gather his harvest with rejoicing. Alas, that so many, instead of giving thanks to God, abuse his gifts unto luxurious and vicious living, as they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. Let us rather consider the abundance which God gives as a strong inducement to repentance, seeing we are unprofitable servants and have not deserved the least of his gifts. Prayer. Father of mercy, by thy gracious Spirit, so guide and govern us as to use aright thy spiritual and temporal gifts. Preserve the estates which thou hast instituted both for the eternal salvation and the temporal welfare of mankind, and by thy mighty arm do thou hinder and destroy that revolutionary spirit of anarchy which would subvert thy order and do thou keep us in thy word. Amen.